Jeff Blankman joined here today by Austin Stolk, the head football coach with the Ann Arbor Rockets. They get ready to entertain Griswold coming up on Friday night in another district matchup. Coach, as always, good to catch up with you. How you doing?
Hey, good, Jeff. Doing good. Thanks. Thanks a lot for having me. And it's been last week was kind of a tough week for our guys. So we're looking forward to bouncing back here and glad to be talking with you.
It's been kind of one of those years, Coach, where you've kind of lost on the odd-numbered weeks and won on the even number. You're back to an even number, which should bode well for you. But let's take a look back at last week. You fell down big, some penalties and just some miscues early put you in a little bit of a hole. But you battled back, gave yourself a chance, even tied the game later in the fourth quarter on the road against a good Coon Rapids Bear team. What did you learn about this group that maybe you didn't know going into last week?
Yeah, you just can't when you play a good football team that pound, you can't get yourself down to a 32-7 deficit. It's not a good recipe for making a comeback when they're consistently running the football and the Bauer kid ran all over us. You know, that's stating the obvious and we saw it on film. We understand the mistakes that we ended up making. We flipped some guys in some different spots, and we were able to correct some of it, but we just couldn't consistently get those stops that we wanted. Simply put, there was way too many big plays for them on offense. We didn't set the tone very well when you lose in the margins and you allow a kickoff return for a touchdown to start the game. And you also get a safety, you have a safety and some of those stuff mixed along with some uncharacteristic penalties. That didn't set a good tone for the game. And we dug ourselves too big of a hole. But, on the flip side of things, Jeff, you see 14 to 18-year-old kids with show resiliency like we did to come back and compete and tie the game back up a 50-50 and then give yourself a chance to win at the end of the game. That's saying a lot about our guys. And, we obviously wish we could have pulled it off. But, we had no business, particularly in the first half, winning that football game the way we played. And that's on me as a coach to have them ready. I thought our guys showed great toughness to be able to come back and compete in that game in the fourth quarter.
Is the biggest concern for you coming out of that the struggles defensively against the run and Bauer, the miscues on special teams, or is there a different concern for you coming out of that game?
I think special teams wise, we started out with that kickoff return that we gave Coon Rapids, but from there on, I thought we won the special teams. Okay. I definitely thought that. I thought we had some good kickoff returns. We had a couple return backs for touchdowns, I thought in the second half we really got things flowing a little bit more on offense. Particularly, in the first half we were able to move the ball at times, but we just couldn't get a flow to any offense, any type of movement going, any type of drive sustained. And in the second half we were kind of able to do that better offensively, but. I would say for 3.5 quarters, offense wasn't my main concern. It was the defensive side of things. I think the main focus for practice this week has been, you're obviously looking forward to what Griswold's going to do, but, we got to correct what we've had happen to us, a couple, almost 2.5 games this year is, we kind of get hit with that trap, with that read. We see it, like I said, our guys see it on film, the mistakes that we make over and over again. And we just got to learn from those mistakes. And, it's kind of habitual to want to make the play defensively, to want to be the guy to make the tackle. But, when you don't do your job, that's that play that they make you pay. And that just happened just way too often, last Friday night. So I think, defense was the main focus for us, how our front line needs to hit our gaps a little bit better and do their responsibilities and allow our linebackers to flow and make plays.
Did you have a good week of practice?
Yes, we did, Jeff. It was focused. We took a couple days we took a little bit of time out of 2 different days to watch some film on things. We really dissected our game, and then we kind of told our guys, we're going to learn from those mistakes, and then that game's got to be put in the past because the reality of it is you have 3 weeks left of the regular season to fix those mistakes, and you have to move forward. You can't stay stagnant or dwell on the past of. The first half we had against Coon Rapids, you can't dwell on those things. You got to move forward and get better from that game.
What have you seen from Griswold on film with Erasmus and Kidd? I know they've got good size up front, but other teams have been able to handle that size. I imagine with what you guys can put up front, you'll do well there. But the Erasmus and Kidd's kind of their workhorse in the run game, and then the Sick Kidd in the passing game. Their quarterback seems to be a guy that can throw it fairly well. What has jumped out to you about their offense and what they want to do?
Yeah, you know, they're kind of. The Rasmussen kid is a big threat in the backfield, like you said, and then they got the Lavery kid. He's kind of they're kind of got a dual threat quarterback going on now. You know, they kind of switched up quarterback a little bit the last couple weeks, so we're not necessarily sure what we're going to see at the quarterback position. But you know, they're both dual threat, and the quarterback that they had last week and the Lavery kid, he threw a decent ball for him. But you know, on the flip side of things, he's also their leading receiver. So when he was playing that wide receiver position, he was a good weapon for him. And yeah, you know, a little bit of size up front. You know, they got quickness in the backfield, and that was a big thing that we took away from the last couple weeks. Is we got to be better at breaking down and fundamentally tackling. And particularly when you play a team that, you know, this is another week of, you know, we're going to see traps and we're going to see reads. You know, that's some of the offense that they run, and they just kind of air the ball out a little bit more than teams that have in the past. So. You know, our pass coverage has to be good. You know, a couple weeks ago, we struggled a little bit with it. I thought last week was a lot better in the pass coverage. You know, take that with a grain of salt. We thought Kuhn would throw the ball often, and they didn't need to. They were able to run the ball against us. And you know, so I think first and foremost, we got to get the run game under control. Like you said, with the Rasmussen kid, he can be lethal when he's out in space. You know, and we got to have eight guys doing our job.
They've given up at least 70-3 of their last four games. The other game they gave up 52. So defensively, it looks like they're struggling. What do you guys try to work on offensively this week? Not saying you don't go out and run what you have to run to win a game, but are there certain things you want to work on to get ready maybe for a postseason run here or later this regular season offensively?
Yeah, you know, they've given up that many points a couple games, Jeff, but we also gave up 64 last week, you know, and I think it's a matter of, you know, we got to get dialed in on our fundamentals in the run game particularly. You know, they're going to run a four-man front with their defensive front with the two middle linebackers, and we got to be able to sustain those middle linebackers. We've done it well at times, and there's other times we haven't. So, you know, getting on those middle linebackers and sustaining blocks, and then you know, we got to seal the point of attack. If we're able to loop out in space and seal that defensive end in their four-man front, it puts us in good shape to get our athletes out in space. So I think that's kind of some of the stuff that we need to work on, that we need to perfect. And then, you know, obviously the defensive side of things, we got to start from scratch with some of our fundamental stuff and do our jobs. You know, not only we got to the point in the second half against Kuhn, we're doing our jobs, but we're not doing them at full speed. We're thinking instead of just reacting. So I think that's some of the stuff we need to work on in this week six matchup.
Coach, what have you seen from the guys up front? Who's doing a good job for you in the offensive line here at this point of the year?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, Tyson's been steady for us for the last, you know, he's played a lot of football for us as a senior. He's our leader up there, and he's been great at the center position, you know, and Weston as well, a senior too. But we got Santos Gonzalez he did a nice job last week stepping in and you know, really giving us a little bit of size. You know, Santos, we saw a little bit on film. He understands that at times he in the pass pocket, he's moving his feet extremely well, and at times he's not. And it's things that we've been working on this week in practice, and he's one that's really wants to improve and get better. But, man, we saw some really good flashes at left guard last week in the run game with him there. So, you know, I think offensively that's kind of the key is to create our pass, get a pass pocket that's a little bit, you know, longer sustained for our quarterbacks to throw the football this upcoming week. And defensively, you know, Tyson, he'll mirror himself. He's got a motor in Jose Arellano as well, kind of put into that position of defensive end. He's got a motor too. It's just a matter of, you know, we got to do our jobs. We got some guys doing our jobs, some guys going full effort. And it's a matter of everybody combining those two duties to play our defensive football.
You guys have three games left in the regular season. Two of those are district games as you step out of district a week away. I know the main focus and all the focus right now is on Griswold, but still a chance to fight your way maybe into that three spot and give yourself a chance to get a wild card into the postseason. So what have you talked to the guys about how big each and every one of these games are to try and get where you wanted to be at the beginning of the year and into the playoffs?
Yeah, you know, I think, Jeff, it boils down to the last few days. You know, we're kind of telling particularly our seven seniors, man, you got 15 days, man, you got 14 days, you now got 12, 11, 10 days to really, you know, take advantage of, are we going to make the playoffs or are we not going to make the playoffs? And it has to be a day-by-day thing. And, you know, we had a couple games this season, Audubon and Kuhn being those couple that we said, you know, okay, we're going to watch film. You know, we didn't play well these two football games, particularly the majority of the first half. You know, we're going to learn from these things, you know, and then we got to put it in the past. Well, we're to the point where, you know, you don't really have any more opportunities. You got 3 weeks left of the regular season. Two of those weeks are district play. And then your non-district game against a good New Ofana team, you got to really fine tune things for that week eight matchup against Cam. But it starts out with this week six matchup. You play a team that, you know, it doesn't matter how many points they've allowed. You know, they got good athletes. They got good size up front. And we got to bounce back better than what we played last week. And in reality of it is, this is a district game that we have to go out and win.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all of the time. Wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night in that home matchup with Griswold. And I know the guys will enjoy getting a chance to chat with you after the game.
Okay, Jeff. I appreciate you having me. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Head Coach Austin Stolk again with the Arweva Rockets again. They're hosting Griswold coming up on Friday night.